Thank you for holding. Is this Ricky?
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. Hopefully your week's been off to a good start. Good. What was that? I'm sorry?
We'll see how this conversation goes.
Okay. Have you done a search on Google for an HVAC contractor before? Just to kind of see who's up there?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So if you do the search, there's a map that pops up of the county, and then there's a list of only 3 recommended companies underneath it. It'll have, like, their name, address, phone number, link to the website. Have you ever seen that before when you do a search on Google for anything?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before, but not for I haven't actually looked for an HVAC company.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you had an HVAC problem, you'd probably just do it yourself.
Yeah.
There's no reason to look, but some businesses are, you know, trying to beat the competitors in the area, so they get familiar with that. It's a very strong source of generating new customers. Most of the time, if somebody's HVAC goes out or they're having a problem, they'll just, you know, hop on their phone, go to Google, look up a contractor. And what we want to do is make sure that you're seen, though, there. There's only 3 recommended options for Barrow County. You know, we have 1 listing available. So once we fill that spot, we're closing it out. We can't work with any other HVAC contractors. I'm sure you could see a value of being listed on Google in front of your competition, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, maybe it's better than no, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches in this service area. Of those 1,812 searches, DMP Heating and Cooling was seen and called 0 times from Google.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if we could put your name in that conversation, you know, even if you're only getting 1% of the traffic that's going around, like a worst-case scenario, it should definitely make sense for you, right? It'll pay for itself, generate a consistent flow of clients, and then you'll obviously have a pipeline of reoccurring customers. We've seen that you recently signed up for a lead generation company, so we figured you might be looking for more work, and you passed the background screening, so we couldn't find anything bad about you. Do you like the systems that you're using now? Like the pay-per-lead services?
They have their ups and downs, but for the most part, I mean, they work with me or something. If a lead is sent through on a wrong task, or it's a duplicate lead or whatever, they'll credit me back to my account. I mean, they're really good about doing stuff like that. And I have made a lot of money, but I have paid a lot of money too. You know, some weeks I may not pay but $40 or $50, and some weeks I may pay $300 or more. It just depends how the leads come in.
Right.
And like I don't know what they call it, but my spend target, I think is what they call it, but it's like $2,900 a month.
Wow. You don't find that to be kind of excessive?
I mean, I don't pay $2,900 a month. That's my target. I would only pay maybe $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
But I could make several thousand off of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the opportunities are there. You know, like I said, you know, over 1,800 searches done on Google, you know, just in the last 30 days in your area for an HVAC contractor. So the opportunities are there. It's just those leads, you know, Home Advisor and Angie's List, they put themselves on Google. So they have a spot on there, but they're not in the top 3. They just have like a directory listing there. And for the people that click on that one, they get turned into a lead. And then they're basically told that, you know, they're going to be contacted by a couple of contractors. And so those leads will get dispatched to you and like 3 or 4 other HVAC contractors. And then the homeowner's usually trying to hear out who's going to give them the cheapest rate or, you know. But the problem is you wind up paying a lead fee for things whether they turn into a job or not. So a lot of times you got money going out, but not so much coming in. You know, you might spend $1,200, but maybe if you only make $2,000 back, it's, or if you break even, it's not really worth it. You know, nobody's in business to break even. So,
well, the good thing about Angie leads and stuff is, like, I can go pause my leads and I won't get them as long as I want them paused. I can keep them off. So it's really,
right.
If I want to take a lead on, then I can, and I may or may not get the job. But mm-hmm. it's at my discretion whether I want to pay it or, you know, if I want to do it or not. It ain't like they have to stay on all the time. I can go pause them for however how long I want to.
Yeah.
Like if I want to keep them off for 3 weeks, I can keep them off 3 weeks. You know, if I want to turn them off for 2 days, I can turn them off for 2 days or whatever. You know,
right.
It's just, it's at my discretion is how much money that I want to pay those people and how much, you know, how much money am I going to, or do I want to make from those people? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, the Google listing.
It ain't like I have a amount of money that I pay them every week. It's different every week. Like this week is only going to be maybe $40.
Well, yeah.
Because
you can make
it.
Because
of the holiday and stuff like that. But.
Yeah, you can make it almost nothing if you want, right? If you don't want to take on any leads.
Yeah,
well,
I don't have to do it.
The listing on Google is a little bit different. In my opinion, I feel you would like it better, just from people that I've worked with in the past who have used, the systems you're using now in order to get leads. When we list you independently on Google, the leads don't get sent to three or four of the guys. The customers can just call you directly off the first page as a live call. And, if you don't, obviously you have right of refusal. I mean, you can refuse service to anybody. Just because they call you doesn't mean you have to go out to them. But at least you're not getting charged for every single opportunity that comes in. You're just paying for the position on Google. So the business that comes with it, it goes straight to you. We don't interact or intercept your phone calls. We don't get in between you and your customers. They could call you in real time. And what I found is that, you know, people who really want something done are usually going to want to talk to somebody right away. They don't usually want to get turned into a lead and then wait for people to call them. There's not really a sense of urgency there. So they can kind of lollygag the job or you know, hear out all their other options before they actually pick a guy. You know, a lot of these people are looking to get something done right away. So you know, your conversion's a lot better when you have a live call that calls you from a homeowner or business owner that needs help, rather than a lead that you have to contact, you know. And then again, you know, you're not getting charged any kind of lead fees for these jobs that come in. It's a flat monthly rate, and it ends up being a lot more cost efficient a lot of the times for the guys that I've worked with who are using that system. Because with this platform and what you're eligible for, you know, I can set you up on a campaign that's $299. Or it's basically running you a total of like $10 a day, and it's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So every business owner that's on Google on the first page is a top recommended company. You know, they're coming back at their own will each month. They're not contractually obligated to continue to use it. And I think that says a lot. You know, smart business owners aren't going to continue to pay Google to have themselves up there unless they're seeing, you know, at least a 10-to-1 return on investment. So it's very rare that we have these listings open up because, you know, a smart business owner is not going to cancel on a profitable situation usually. Usually they either relocate to another area is the main reason why we have these spots open up in the first place. Otherwise we have like the same guys up there for a while. So, as far as the package at $299, you're not only getting the first page placement on Google, we would actually submit you to the first page of Bing since they use Google as their reference point. And, you'd also be on Amazon Alexa voice searches and Google's mobile platform. So if people are within a 50-mile radius of you searching on an iPhone, Android, or tablet for an HVAC contractor or any of the services you provide, you know, they'll be able to see you as a top recommended option there. And the mobile platform, it has a click-to-call feature. So all they have to really do is click on D&P Heating and Cooling, and You know, you're getting a live call from somebody in your area that was looking up one of your services. So, you know, they're pretty qualified. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to be looking up a service you provide in order to get your information in the first place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the pricing structure that we have you set up on, usually for a 50-mile radius, they want a $499 pricing structure. I was able to reduce that by $200, and then we're locking that in. So if you come on board with us today, not only do you save $200 on the initial investment, but it'll be $200 cheaper for you every month moving forward compared to the other guys in Borough County that are currently running their Google ad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you compare it to Home Advisor and you're paying $1,200 a month, or you paid $1,200 last month, if I can effectively replace that call volume there with quality leads, I would probably end up saving you about $900 while also generating a better return on investment for your company. And you don't have to take my word for it. You know, we prove it to you. The Google listing comes with a tracking system, so we'll be able to show you the leads that are specifically coming from the Google listing, so that way you can differentiate what's coming from us and what's coming from that Home Advisor program.
Yeah.
If I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299 on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm sure this is something you'd like to give a shot. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
I was just looking to see
who's up there now.
So, like if you, it says Stewart Pro Heating and Air and Absolute Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see on Google.
Yeah, yeah. So where Absolute Comfort is, you see how there's like a map, and then there's a little, on the map, there's like little red dots kind of indicating where they are. And then there's guys at the top, it'll say Google Guarantee next to them. Like little green check marks. But Absolute Comfort Air is a big one, especially in winter.
Well, I see, like it says, CHVAC Pros Google Guaranteed.
Right.
But I don't see like the little map. I don't see like, let me see, maps.
It should be just underneath it. You'll see like, it's a map. It doesn't say maps, but it's like a map that'll pop up.
Like if I click on Stewart?
No, you don't got to click on it. It's just it should be there. Like if you're on Google, you just type in like HVAC contractor Barrow County, or just HVAC contractor. Google already knows where you're searching from, so you don't have to put in Barrow County. But
it says when I pumped it in, it said HVAC supply. Not HVAC supply. That's probably where I messed up.
Oh yeah, yeah, but supplies.
That
would be something you would look up to get supplies. And then they're paying to have themselves up there, so you buy from them.
Let me see.
You want to see contractors. Absolute Comfort Air Heating and Air Conditioning is up there. You know, they've been over 15 years. So we would be doing the same for you, but about $200 cheaper than what they pay. And obviously, you know, you're not going to have 4.7 star rating starting out with 68 reviews, but we'll grow you. You know, as the customers come in, you'll get more reviews, and that reputation will grow. The important thing is that your name is in the conversation. You don't want the guy down the street from you looking for a contractor and him going with Absolute Comfort only because he's not seeing you as an option.
Yeah. I see that down here. To scroll down, it says HVAC contractors. It's got the little map. It's got the little red ping.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you'll be one of those, but we'll also be running an ad for you, so that way you could cover the full 50-mile radius. These guys on the map are usually covering about a 25-mile radius. So you'll be seen at the top of the screen as an ad. And then after, you know, a month or two of, you know, generating good reviews, we can extend you an offer on the Google guarantees. the Google guarantees are, you know, like guarantee leads that have been vetted a little further. And they also will provide the homeowner with a $2,000 insurance. So basically Google's telling them like, hey, if you go with this guy, not only do they probably already have their own insurance, but we're even going to back them up for $2,000 if there are any damages or anything happens on the job, since, you know, we're giving you our word that they're a good business and you picked them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you want to advance into. You know, Google doesn't usually give that to a company that's just starting out, because they want to evaluate you, basically make sure that you're a company that they'll never actually have to use the insurance for, to be honest.
Yeah.
But being that we have the availability, that's the key. You know, there's only three guys that are going to show there in that local map section to the end user locally there. And we only have one slot available. So once we begin working with you, we're closing it out. We'll be at our max capacity. It'll just be you and the other two that are remaining there. And then we won't be able to work with any other HVAC contractors. And you could accommodate this position for as long as you'd like, you know. But the calls would come straight to you. You know, you don't have to deal with any additional charges or surprise lead fees, click fees, or call fees, or anything of that nature. You just get billed one time per month. $299, and then also you can list yourself for multiple different keyword terms or services. Like HVAC contractor is going to be the biggest one, right? That's just what gets the most traffic. But we could also list you in just the heating category, cooling, heating and cooling. You know, we want to make sure we're covering all your bases in case they type in something a little more specific. You're still being seen as a top option there.
Yeah.
So it's not like you just get this one search results page. You'll be on various different ones as long as it's relevant to the services that you offer.
Yeah. All I understand is that if I don't do this today, then I may not get the price guarantee or whatever, but...
Well, it's not the price. It's just the availability at all. You know, Google is not so much about us going down the list and saying, hey, you know, stick with the price. It's $500, and whoever wants it for five, go with that guy. It's more so about finding a good fit. You know, a lot of the reason why we offer it month to month starting out is because, you know, even if the guy's willing to pay us $1,000 or $1,500 to get that spot over the guy that's up there paying $500, we want somebody that's going to take care of people. You know, generate positive reviews. And, you know, that's what's ultimately keeping the customers going back and using Google, is that they're confident that we've done a vetting process and that these people they can trust. They can just go with those people and they'll get what they're looking for right away, and that's what keeps them going back to Google rather than another search engine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not so much about the price. It's more so about the availability, which we have today. And then, of course, you know, making sure we're finding the right guy that we could probably work with long-term. We don't want to have to fill a listing every month. You know, we're aiming to build a long-term relationship with somebody, even though it is a month-to-month service. So we don't want you to feel like you have to sign a contract or that you have to use us. We want you to want to use us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm interested in it, but I need to just really think about it and see what I'll, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if I could show you, like, here, let me give you a breakdown. Do you get texting on this number, Ricky?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay if I send a text message to you? I just want to show you something. Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. It has a hyperlink. So all you have to do is click on the little link in the text. And the rep that you spoke with, Jesse, said that you were kind of like skeptical at first. So you want to make sure you're obviously working with the right people. And I can understand
that. I'm not so much skeptical. I'm just a hard person to get to persuade to do this kind of thing. Yeah. What is this? What did you send me?
So this is our company's pricing page. There's a link in there. If you click on it, it'll say localsplash.com/pricing.
Let's see.
it is kind of a strange job that I have. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's kind of like trying to convince my son to eat his vegetables. You know, it's like business owners.
Yeah.
They're good at what they're good at. You know, but they don't always know what's good for them. Part of running a business is that. It's kind of difficult because what works for somebody might not be the same thing that works for you. There's no, like, straight path to being a successful business owner, or else every one of these kids that came out of college would be a millionaire, you know? It's kind of like a trial by fire thing where you're trying things out and then you just kind of go and, you know, sometimes you take lumps, but you find out what works for you. But Google is a very proven thing. Like, I mean, it's been around since 96. A lot of the business owners that use it are very successful. It's been the most profitable form of online marketing for the last 8 years. So it took them a while before they actually dominated Bing and Yahoo. But for the last 8 years, it has been the most profitable and the most predominantly used search engine. So, if you get that pricing page and then you scroll down towards the bottom, okay, you'll see those packages and the pricing structures. So what I did is, obviously the month-to-month was the first thing. I don't want you to feel like you have to commit to anything long-term because we are looking to fill the spot today. But also what I did is I upgraded your package to the Platinum package. That's what Absolute Comfort air heating and air conditioning would be using. And then I reduced the price, though, down to just $299. So I forgot that our Platinum package switched from $499 to $599 at the beginning of this year. So I'm actually saving you $300 of what it would normally cost. You're getting the Platinum service for $299. And then you'll see in the fine print that there's usually a setup fee involved of $299. I had that waived for you as well. So you don't have to pay the $299 setup. And then what I also did is I locked in the pricing structure. So I would say if, but when you decide to come back, let's say February, you want to renew and continue to use the services, everything's going great, you'll still get the same deal. You know, you'll keep that pricing structure as long as you're with us. So that's actually going to save you about $600 today on what it would normally cost to try this out. And then it's also going to save you $300 every month moving forward. And if they're able to afford it in the same area, double the cost and come back, you know, over 15 years, you shouldn't have any problem, you know, offsetting the cost and continuing to use this at half the price. So that should put us in a position to work together long term. I mean, if you spend a dollar, you make 10, you usually don't have a problem spending that dollar again, right?
Right.
And in your industry, I mean, I work with a lot of guys in this area in the past. Well, about four different guys that I've worked with over my 10 years here. You know, that's like one job. You know, $299 is something that, you know, you can make back on your first day on the first page.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll offset itself. It's also considered a business expense when you're doing advertising on Google. So you'll be able to write it off as well. So in the grand scheme of things, you have a lot to gain and very little to lose. And if you feel that it's a loss, you know, you can cancel or discontinue at any time. You know, again, you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I just want to connect you basically with the people who are already looking for your services in the first place. And I'd imagine you didn't get into business to not be found or not be called or seen about HVAC opportunities.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Hold on one second. I'm still talking to my wife about this.
No problem. That's fine. I'll hold.
Okay. Okay, you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Ricky.
So if I decide to do this, what do I need to provide to you? I can't hold it in the money.
Right. So really, there would be, you know, right now I would create your Google My Business profile and submit it for verification at Google. They're going to send a postcard to your address. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So I would need that from you. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it when you receive it. And then we would ask that you sit in for what's called a client interview. We could set it up at a set time, whichever best for you. But the client interviews usually take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete them. And we're just going to interview you. So that way we're customizing the campaign. So they'll go over like the services you provide, the service areas that we're targeting in case there's areas that you just don't want to go to. And then ultimately just customize the campaign to your liking, so that way the leads are always qualified. And then after that, it's just a matter of being responsive, you know, to the customers and trying to generate as positive reviews as you can when you do go out on jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long does this process usually take? I mean, from start to finish to before I actually see my name there?
It would take about 7 to 10 days. So month 2 is going to be more profitable than month 1. Because you won't have to go through the setup period again. But a majority of that 7 to 10 days is really just waiting for that PIN verification letter to come in the mail. That's a process that we have to go through. Anybody that's on the first page has to go through that mailing just to verify that you're actually out there in Barrow County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I need to pay you today for it?
Right, so we would start working a day. I mean, we would secure the listing, so that way it's not going to any other competing company. And then we would obviously do the PIN verification would get sent out today. So that gets sent out right away. And then we would be doing the client interview and the programming tomorrow. So that way, or, you know, obviously at whichever time's best for you, I could possibly even get the client interview done later today if your schedule allows it. But, yeah.
Well, that's not it here. I'm sorry. I was multitasking. I didn't hear the last part you said.
Yeah, so I was saying that the client interview would, you know, we do all the work. We start working right away. Like, we send your postcard out, and then we would need to do the client interview and the programming. So we are working, you know, between now and when you receive that postcard. So that way, when you receive your postcard, we don't have to start doing programming. We just get that 5-digit number from you. We verify the listing, and then we can go live from it. So between now and when you receive that PIN verification letter is really where all the legwork and the heavy lifting happens. We wouldn't actually launch the campaign until you receive the postcard. We need to have that PIN verification done. That's it's essential. We have to verify it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we would start it today, but you probably wouldn't see yourself until about this time next week or towards the end of next week.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. I mean, you're thinking about a 1-week setup period for something that you may use for the rest of the time that you own your business, you know. So that's very minuscule when you consider you wait, you know, 7 to 10 days to, you know, be connected with your clients over the next X amount of years.
Now, say you said my monthly thing would be $299 a month.
Right, and then we would give you the platinum package, and I would waive your setup fee.
So on month number 2, there would only be $299 coming out of my account only.
Correct. for as long as you're with us, you would keep that rate. It wouldn't go up or change on you.
So there wouldn't be no special surprises in there.
Exactly. No lead fees, click fees, call fees. It's just a one-time payment per month, and then everything is included in the package.
Mm-hmm. Does this report to the Better Business Bureau and all that?
We can submit you to the BBB as one of our popular directory submissions. Obviously, that would have to be something that you want, you know. So part of the client interview is they'll ask you about those things. Some people
curious. They don't really matter to me if it is or it ain't. But
yeah, some people want it, some people don't. It's the same thing with, like, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. We can submit you to those. It's no extra charge to you, but we just don't go ahead and do it without, confiding in you first, making sure it's okay. At the end of the day, it's your business. You have final say on the things that we pull the trigger on. We would just be doing a lot of the legwork, all of the legwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should call it finger work because we're on a computer. And then also, Ricky, too, I would be your account lead. So there is an account management team and a 24/7 customer service department that's going to be available to you and will help with the fulfillment of your campaign. We basically walk you through it to make sure that it's working for you, because obviously if you're not making money, then we're not going to make money and see you come back next month. But I would be a direct point of contact for you, too. So if you wanted something done quickly, you could always call directly. And I would still be at your access.
Now, this ain't something you have to have a website for, is it?
You wouldn't need a website, but you would want one. You know, the guys that are up there now have one. So you don't really want to be lacking compared to the other options.
I had a website once before.
Yeah, I've seen it already. It's down. I didn't know if you still own that domain or not, like the dpheatingandcooling.com. But you'll see in the Platinum package, there's a section that says optimized landing page. So that's a website. We could purchase a URL. We could build you a website. That's included in your pricing structure as well.
So it wouldn't be any extra charge?
No extra charge, no. It'd still be the $299.
Really?
Yeah, the Platinum bundle is usually $599 for that reason. And there's usually a $299 setup fee for that reason. It's because it's basically designed for a business that's starting from scratch online. So we're going in there and making sure that they're not missing anything. So, you know, anything that you do have, we're not going to duplicate it. If you already had a website, we wouldn't go build you a website. But that website's down, so that would be included in your package, part of our service.
Yeah, I think that was a GoDaddy website.
Yeah, that's what it says here at the bottom. It says it was GoDaddy.
I had like one call from that in like 2 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, websites are kind of useless if you don't have the Google placement, because, I mean, the only people that are going to actually see that site is if they go on to their search bar and type in dpheatingandcooling.com. Which most people aren't doing. They're just typing in HVAC contractor, because from their perspective, they just know they need help with their HVAC. So, you know, the website, I mean, unless you're handing somebody a business card with a website on it, it's not going to generate traffic or leads for you. I mean, the people who would be seeing it would already have probably gotten a business card from you, so they wouldn't really need to look at it anyway, you know. Yeah. So. The websites are only profitable if you have the Google advertising to go with it, to promote it. Mm-hmm.
How many times did you say it was looked in Barrow County?
In the last 30 days, the keyword HVAC contractor was typed in 1,812 times.
In Barrow County?
Yep, in the last 30 days. So, I mean, people might search, you know, four or five times over before they actually pick somebody, so that number could be skewed. But like I was saying earlier, that's only one keyword, HVAC contractor. We would list you for up to 15 keywords at a time. So it's like if you really take the total search volume And if you're even able to only get 1% of it, and like you're like the worst salesman in the world, or you have like prices that are, you know, almost double what other people are charging, you know, you'd still be able to turn a profit out of that. You just have to really cherry pick and hold your ground.
Yeah.
And that's why we're able to offer it on a month-to-month basis. But you're not just limited to Barrow County. Because I have you on a platinum package service, you can actually cover up to a 60-mile radius from where your PIN verification letter is sent. So that postcard in the mail would mark your center location. That's so you get that little red dot on the map. And then you can actually be seen up to 60 miles around from that address, unless there's areas that you don't want to target, or if you wanted to make it smaller purposely, so that way you're not, you know, driving 50 miles one direction and 40 miles the other one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fully customized.
What did you say that was called? What did you say that was called about the website on this platinum thing?
It's called an optimized landing page.
Oh yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yep. So that's included in the Platinum service. You'll get the website, and it's no extra charge. So you're getting everything in that package for just $299, and then I've also waived the setup fees and put it on a month-to-month, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting you in position to have full control. I mean, if you didn't like it, you could discontinue it, but I'm banking on you loving it and using it as your long-term marketing solution. Obviously, we would lose about $600 of what we could really charge for these services initially. But if you end up being a long-term business partner, then, you know, that...
You get the money back.
Yeah, exactly. So we're kind of banking...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of banking on it working as well. And we would only do that if we were seeing healthy traffic from the area. I could tell you that Absolute Comfort Air Heating and Air Conditioning, you know, throughout the pandemic and before that, you know, they've had no shortage of business.
Yeah.
They don't ever have to worry about when their next client's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Let me put you on hold one more second.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I think we're gonna try it.
You gonna try it out?
Yeah, at least I'm at least gonna try it out a couple months.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that home advisor system, you'll do great with this. That's really difficult. So what I need to do is I have to create your Google My Business page, and we're gonna get that postcard sent off to you today. So I just want to verify some information. Your first name is Richard, right?
Ricky.
Oh, so it is legally Ricky. Okay. And what's your last name, Ricky?
Pittman. I go by Dwayne. I go by my middle name. Everybody knows me by Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Yeah, D-E-W-A-I-N. I don't know if you can put that on there other than Ricky.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you know, we want to have your legal name up there for the paperwork. But
you can put Ricky Dwayne Pittman.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put it in there, actually. D-E-W-A-I-N, you said, correct?
Yeah, D-E-W-A-I-N, yep.
And it's Pittman with two T's, P-I-T-T-M-A-N?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
5508.
Okay.
20. @gmail.com.
Okay. Let me just repeat this back to you. It's Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N, and then 550820 @gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And then what's the best business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
That would be my home address.
Okay.
That's
I'm ready.
305.
Okay. 305.
Stonegate, one word.
Stonegate Drive. Okay, I found it. At Winder 30680.
Yep.
Okay. And since this is a residence, you have the option to have the address hidden. Do you want to hide the address or do you want it displayed?
We can hide it.
Okay. So when you see your listing, it'll say DNP Heating and Cooling out of Winder, GA, 30680. It just won't have the actual street address portion on there.
Yeah. Does that matter? I mean, is that a big deal?
No. I tell people, you know, if unless you have something to show the customer or a reason for people to come to your home, there's no real reason to have it displayed.
Okay.
They already know that you're in their area, so that's all they really need. They know that you could get to them in a responsive or a quick time. They don't really need to have all the extra information there. And then you can have one phone number for the customers to contact as the primary line for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay. So 678... 0904. Yeah, 0904. 755-0904.
Yep, that's my cell number.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and then what are your hours of operation for the business?
I usually try to do it like in the wintertime. I try to change them a little bit because it gets darker earlier.
Right.
But normally, summertime, I mean, I may work till 9 o'clock at night. It just depends, you know what I mean? So we could put, I don't know, 8 to 6.
Okay. You can change the hours, by the way. So you have my numbers in there, and obviously you're going to be communicated with by me and our customer service here many times, probably before the summer comes around. But you can switch those hours. It's not something that you have to leave forever. So 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I do sometimes, but most of I work for a dirt track, racetrack place on the weekend, so I don't usually do much HVAC on the weekend.
Okay.
But I can emergency calls.
Yeah, I could put emergency services, or I could put by appointment only, you know, so that way they know you're not actually expected to work, or those aren't your traditional hours, but they could still call you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. All right, go and update. Okay. And then we're going to develop a .com for you. They will help you with the site during your client interview. As I mentioned earlier, the client interviews, they typically take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in order to get it completed in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. Is there a good time tomorrow where I could have a technician contact you and walk you through the client interview?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay. So let's see the earliest available that we still have left on the calendar here. I can schedule you between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning.
That'll work.
Okay. And I'm going to send you an invitation via your Gmail account. The invitation is set up to automatically text you 1 hour prior to the appointment. So you'll get a text message at about 9 o'clock. And the reason for that is just we want to confirm if that's still a good time for you. So if something pops up or changes, just let us know. We could reschedule, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
All right.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and submit. Okay, and then I didn't know if you had maybe some photos or a company logo that you wanted to use for the website. Do you have any of that yet?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of it.
Okay. Okay. No, that's awesome. That's actually a huge starting point for us, especially on getting the website built. I texted you, again, it's an email address there, so you'll have my direct number and that email address. If you send them in, we already have your email and your phone number on file, so however you send them, whether it be from your mobile device or if you hop on the computer and send them over, we'll know it's you, and then we'll be able to upload it to your .com site there and use that.
So when is a good time to do that?
Whenever. You know, whenever. I mean, if you want to do it this afternoon, you can do it this afternoon. But we definitely want to get them, or at least some of them, before your PIN verification gets in next week. So that
yeah, like most of these, most of these pictures I took with my phone.
Right. That's
just
fine.
Like some installs I did, and some little mini split systems I did, and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are perfect.
Cool.
So, like, if you go on your phone and, like, you'll go into the photos section, and when you get to a photo that you like, there'll be a little tab in the bottom right corner. It looks like a square with an arrow pointing up, or the bottom left corner. And if you click on that, it'll give you options to, like, message or email. So you could either text or email. Yeah, you just hit mail, and then you plug in that email address, and those will send them over to us.
Okay. I'll get my wife to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient. And remember, you have 24/7 customer service, too. You'll find that customer service line at the bottom of every text and email that you get from us. So, you know, if she's having issues with it, you can always call in. We have reps that can walk you through it. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably does. She works on the computer every day, so.
Yeah. Yeah, usually the ladies are more tech savvy. My industry is very female dominant. Unfortunately, there's a lot of estrogen floating around.
She sends several hundred emails a day, so she's pretty good at it.
Yeah, yeah. They like to socialize, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they say better her than me.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm telling you, it's a lot. It's a lot. A lot of women is not the ideal work environment. I'd much rather be with the fellas, you know, than... You don't have to be so careful about what you say. Yeah, you know, like walking on eggshells. Okay, so I have the business profile completed and your client interview is set. So that's going to be tomorrow between 10 and 11. The last thing we got to do would be to secure the first month's payment of the $299. Did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
We can do it on a, hold on a second.
Okay.
We'll use a Visa.
And is it under your name or the business name?
Business name.
Okay. So it says DNP Heating and Cooling. Is there an LLC on there or incorporated by chance?
No.
Okay.
It's just a region's business debit card.
Got it. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. The 305 Stonegate Drive?
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that Visa, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with a 4 if it's a Visa. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4294.
4294.
7536.
7536.
5167.
5167.
4633.
4633. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1223.
12 of 23. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
355.
355. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I applied. This is going to outline the agreement, and then we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt to your business email. Now, as I walk you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. Just, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay. Actually, so before I do the voice verification, one of our supervisors here sent me a message about 10 minutes ago when I was asking him to approve your pricing structure. And he said that if it's something that you're planning on doing already for a few months, he put in quotations, there are like packages like that can save you money. So he's saying we have a three-month program, even with the discounts that we've applied already. The three-month program, it's $700, so it would actually save you about $200 over the course of the next 3 months, and that's already with the discounted pricing. Like if you're paying $299 for platinum over 3 months, you're going to spend just under $900. But with that, it would be $700 flat if you wanted to do it as a prepay. And then they do a six-month program, he said, I could put you on for $1,300. Or if you wanted to do an annual package for the area, he would offer it to you for $2,500. And the only reason he's saying that, usually we always start out with a month-to-month for business owners. But he said you have an extensive track record already. So you have, he said he found over 55-star reviews already about your business.
No, we're just thinking what we're going to do.
Okay. You want to start out just month to month?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You got a little wild on me there.
Yeah. Well, you mean with the pricing?
Yeah, you got a little wild with me.
You start throwing some bigger numbers out there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you said you were spending $1,200 a month on Home Advisor, so I mean, even 3 months at $700. You know, that'd save you $500 and you'd get 3 months of being on Google, which is going to ultimately be better. So, I mean, if you're comparing it to that, that's going to save you, you know, $2,900 over the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try a lot first, see how it goes.
Yeah, no problem. If you want to capitalize on that in the future, too, just give me a call and I could pull that back up. I'll have your account heavily notated so that way you still get those offers. Okay. And then I'm going to turn on the recording here. This is for the voice verification. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
DNP Heat and Cooler.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Ricky Dwayne Pittman, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of DMP Heating and Cooling today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
What's that now? Say that again.
Yeah, so this is like a disclosure. Like, we know what you're already using now, but if you're going to add anything after today that's online, we want you to let us know about it. So that way we know what's going on. I want to make sure that you're not paying for something you may already have through our services, or like duplicating any of your listings, or somebody's going in and touching your website and we don't know who they are. You know, we're going to kind of freak out and deny them access. So if you give us a heads up of those things prior to them happening, it just makes a smoother transition all around.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for, you shouldn't need anything else, by the way, after this. But your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 5th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package service. I've included the .com website at no additional charge, and I've waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming. Now, this is set up to automatically renew on the fifth day of each month moving forward, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It states that you are not binded to any kind of contract, so you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So you should have received a text message from finance. The text message will say, Ricky, Dwayne, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that?
A text message?
Yeah, it'll come in a text. Sometimes it takes about a minute or two, but it should be in there. It should say, Ricky Dwayne, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I just got one that says, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
No, that's the regular welcome message. It might take it a second longer. Let's hang on.
This came at 2:45.
Oh, there you go. You got it?
No, the one I just told you I just got, that's the only one I've got.
Okay. Okay, hang on one second here. Try to resend it over to you. It's usually automated, but I'll try to manually force it over, see if it goes through quicker that way. Still nothing?
Nope.
Huh. Okay, so seems to be an error with that. I think it could be because of the text. It has a link in there.